This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome to the Escape Pod. It's Joy 94.9. Michael, Jo's globetrotting again. She's not with us today.
And I'm sitting here filling in.
Yes, you are. Thank you, Michael. Everyone knows Michael, I'm sure, from Techno Gaze. Today you had a really interesting show. Just summarise your show for us.
You expect me to remember so far back?
It was you and Mark.
Yes, it was Mark and myself on the show. And
because Raina is in the land of the wrong white crowd.
She is. She's on the other side of the Dutch, as she calls it. We had a look at some stories. We had a look at Apple and Google.
Yep.
Apple in particular.
And the big companies and free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi, yeah, that Telstra's offering, and some of the security issues around that.
I wanted to pick up on that for travellers. Now, I know that you were saying that Telstra's offering free Wi-Fi from public phone booths.
But you have to be a Big Pond customer. So it's not like
anybody
can rock up.
You can't do it from a prepaid. If you're a tourist from overseas.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they offer that up to tourists.
Mm. Okay. But if you were travelling interstate and you're a Big Pond customer,
then you certainly can use their network. Mm. Indeed. Actually, in fact, Telstra have a reciprocal arrangement. I forget the name of the organisation. It's a very large Wi-Fi internet provider globally. And Telstra customers can use their network when overseas, and the customers from overseas can also use the Australian Telstra network.
Huh, pretty fly for a Wi-Fi.
Hmm. So if you're as part of this network, then you can do that, which is obviously a cheaper way when you're travelling than using global roaming on your data.
Yeah, of course, and stuffing around with different SIM cards, which a lot of people don't. We were talking about that last week, particularly going through Europe and having different cards. It's easier just to keep your own phone and go Wi-Fi and use iChat or FaceTime or what are the other ones? WhatsApp.
Oh, there are heaps of other ones.
Which on your language in
And the problem with swapping Android, the problem with swapping SIM cards are that if somebody sends you an SMS to your number, your SIM card's not in. You're not going to get the SMS.
Mm. Yeah, so that's a pain in the tuchus.
Yeah, but there are alternatives. Telstra and Optus offer packages for around $10 a day plus or minus depending on your plan to be able to roam overseas at a capped level, so you don't pay any more than that.
Oh, when did that happen?
Oh, that's been out for a little while now.
Okay.
They've started to do that. And Vodafone as well, I should say.
Because it's
well, it makes sense.
Punishing. Your customer for using your service, which is a ludicrous way of thinking about business.
You don't want to come home to a $20,000 bill.
And some have.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty of good people have. Actually, I think one of our guests has, so we're going to just introduce them today. Phil and Artie, let's find out how to sleep with a bunch of artists. We've got people from the Art Series Hotel. We've got Ryan Tuckerman and Amy Moylan. So welcome to Escape Pod and Joy 94.9. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the Art Series Hotel and, hotels. Where did they start? Who was behind it? And what's the inception of this brand? Because as we go through the hour, we'll talk about the growth. But what we want to know today is, where did this idea come from? Because it's a great idea.
Yeah. I'll start. Art Series Hotels really started. We launched in 2009 and we are 100% Australian-owned, one Melbourne-based family, the Deeg family, started the concept, and they were really inspired by the boutique global boom of boutique designer-led properties. And from that, combined their love for Australian art and have always had a close connection to Australian artists and invested a lot of time and passion into that, and they combined the two to start Art Series. So in 2009 we launched the Cullen on Commercial Road, and then in 2010 and 11 the Olsen and Blackman. So
going through this process of saying, okay, we're going to do some hotels, were they hoteliers to begin with?
No.
They weren't. It's Paris Hilton.
So property developers, so very well known in Melbourne. The parent company is Asian Pacific Group, and they have a lot of commercial properties on St Kilda Road and throughout Melbourne.
Like the Blackman.
Yes, and they diversify the company into hotels as well.
Hospitality, so, yeah. Right. Okay, so how did they go about not being hoteliers, getting the credibility to work with an artist, like a prominent artist? And let's explain first who the artist is, Amy.
Yeah, so we've got each hotel named after an artist, and we have original pieces throughout our building of that artist. But really the partnerships with the artist really came back years and years and years prior to the hotel's opening. So our owners are friends with these artists, have worked with them, you know, they've looked after them in collaborations. And really where it all began was they hosted a field trip, one would say, and they went to Lake Eyre with 10 artists.
In the middle of South Australia.
Absolutely. They flew in. They had a whole crate load of Penfolds Grange. They sponsored the event.
I'm and an artist. This you know, sounds like a good gig.
You know, they had a wonderful time, and from there, that's really where the idea was spawned. How can we collaborate with these artists? And a lot of the original artwork that we have hanging, particularly in the Olsen, came from that trip. And
so
we
it was now have socially lubricated art.
Yes, and we now have you know, three hotels named artists after three artists that went on that event that our owners were very much a part of with the artists. So,
and it's not only the art that's hanging, it's also the motifs used throughout the design of the rooms, right?
Yeah.
Like the horse.
Absolutely.
And we speak to that.
Yeah, yeah. And we have the rabbit from The Black Man that's part of the Alice in Wonderland series. So what we've tried to do with, you know, our branding and how we communicate with the guests is really pick up on the artwork and what the artist is seeing and use what we have in their beautiful artwork. So we've just carried that throughout our building and throughout everything else that we kind of communicate with the guests with.
Yeah. So explain Cullen as an artist. Who is Cullen and what's the story? Where does his prominence and provenance come from?
Adam Cullen's a bit of a different choice compared to the other two hotels, the Blackman and the Olsen.
Through all of them.
They're a bit more established, whereas Cullen is really, he's so cutting edge and so edgy, and that really fits the mould with what we were trying to do in Paran. And we really needed.
So is he a local artist?
No, he's no longer with us, and sadly he's passed away, and we really try to ensure that we, you know, really look after his artwork in the best light
and honour
his legacy, and we feel really privileged to have his work as a showing gallery.
Some of his work is quite confronting.
Absolutely.
Do the guests come there specifically for the artist?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we've even had guests that particularly, you know, find that the piece in their room is too confronting, and that's something that, you know.
Which pieces? The lady pieces?
There could be some lady pieces, that have some really key overtones, and, you know, there's a lot of...
Like boobs.
Boobs. There's a lot of boobs. Mm. And, you know, maybe a guest perhaps didn't bargain for that when they booked a room, but, you know, at least they're going away with an experience, and we really, we want to push that boundary when you come and stay, so.
Any plans to open to Dickerson?
No. Each of
father
the
father or daughter.
So each of the hotels that we've opened really take on the personality of that particular artist. So what we try to deliver here is we're extending their career or telling the story of the journey that they've been on since so there's over 500 artworks that will be on display across all of the properties. So they're all quite different to each other because they're based back to that pure artist and the personality that they try to deliver, and each of the properties take on their own personality. So it's a great concept.
It would be interesting with that many pieces of artwork to see the progression over time, to see how they've changed as an artist and their themes perhaps have changed a little bit.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, they all, through that and the guests that are regular guests that stay week in, week out, that, you know, that they're staying in different rooms, and every room has different artwork in it, so they're experiencing something different each time they stay. But each of the properties with their own personalities, for example, the Cullen on Commercial Road, it takes on the personality of the art of living fearlessly, and that's tied back to Adam Cullen and the controversial artworks that he's done and the stories that he's done in the
Okay, we'll talk more about Adam
career.
Cullen and his career. You said he was a bit one that's out of a box, one that pushes the boundaries,
yes.
Envelopes, all that kind of stuff. So who was he? and we'll talk about Blackman and Olsen and Lowell and the other artists later, but really speak to his career and why that and how that then comes through in the hotel itself as a built environment.
Mm. Well, he worked in a lot of different medias as well. So, you know, there was a time at the hotel where we had ceramics, we've got sculptures, we've got two life-size cows in our lobby that,
they're gorgeous.
Know, and they're fabulous, you know. So he's really worked across a lot of mediums. He really came to the fore when he won the Archibald. So that was really a great time for him and his career. Our works came kind of after that time. So super colourful, super bright, really thought-provoking. And he wanted to engage the viewer. He wanted us to think, and that's really what comes out of his works. So
now there's a restaurant downstairs as well. How do you then tie your food and beverage in? Is that something that you work very judiciously on to try and match the art with the food and beverage operator and the bar?
Yeah, to a degree, certainly. And at each,
because it's hard to find an operator whose quality, and they've always got their own vision.
Yes. Well, we also like to have each outlet at each hotel has a different kind of cuisine. So at the Cullen, the Gramercy is all about New York in style bistro. So it really suits the area.
It's really cool.
So we're, you know, happy with them. It's really fabulous.
Yeah. Each of the food and beverage outlets really talk to the local area. So you know, it's very upbeat. And then the Gramercy, for example, will stay open quite late. It's good fun, and it suits the type of clientele that are around that public space. So
Excellent.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
We're with the Art Series Hotel. We've got Amy and we've got Ryan and we've got a whole lot of stories about Adam Cullen, who unfortunately left us a little while ago, but left an incredible stretch of a legacy behind him, didn't he? Not only an eponymous hotel, but his artwork's really challenging and really quite interesting. And we were talking about the Art Series Hotels and the framework, and this has been one of the original ones, and we've talked about the history, and we were talking a lot about Mr. Cullen himself. Let's talk about the hotel and the role it plays with the LGBTIQ R2D2 community.
Sure.
You're famous with our lot.
We
like y'all.
We feel that the Cullen is the perfect fit towards the pink community in terms of the look and feel of the property, its location on Commercial Road.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that helps.
You know,
it
does help, and especially with that brand feel that it's the art of living fearlessly, and it's pushing the boundaries. So it's good fun, and that we can reflect back to Adam Cullen and the artworks that are throughout the hotel. You know, he actually believed at one stage that Ned Kelly, which is the series that throughout the Cullen, that Ned Kelly's gang were actually all cross dresses. So a lot of the artwork that's throughout the properties are Ned Kelly and the gang dressed up in drag, and it looks very good, very special. So yeah,
okay. I'm actually just having a look with your website here. There's a Ned Kelly 2008, and he looks a bit rouged up there.
Yeah,
I can,
yes,
but he looks like he's got his hipster quiff on. So you know,
that's one. And you know, everything's on some of the artworks. It looks like we've added the gay rainbow flag right behind, but it's it's the colours that Adam were drawn to and took inspiration from. So
And brilliant colours, those dogs are beautiful.
Yeah,
we tie that in, the Growler, that's his own dog, and we actually have one of the penthouses named the Growler Penthouse, so beautiful room. Now, with
many parties have had.
So with the pink community and how we try to align the Cullen there, we work closely with Globe.
Globe, just in case people don't know. Most people would.
It's certainly it's a professional networking organisation here in Melbourne, and it gives us the opportunity to really talk to like-minded people and try to enhance our professional setups and work closely within that community. So we're a major sponsor, and this year with Globe's Gala Dinner and Gala Awards, we sponsored the Artist of the Year Award. Very exciting, a couple of months ago, where the Cullen was the major prize, and that went to
Dolly Diamond.
Very
deserving.
Really?
Yeah.
Very special, and she really
heard of
stole the show that
Some
night.
Some may have heard, and she stole the show of the evening, so we're a very deserved winner, so that was fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a velvet gloved handful. That one. Yeah.
Quite the hilarious acceptance speech. So
yeah, I can imagine.
She's a shy flower.
Yeah. Dolly Diamond and Rose Garden together is quite an event. Yes, we're very familiar with Dolly. She does Hell in a Handbasket here on Joy 94.9. So is that still going or is that all, in resting at the moment? Maybe I'm not sure. You have a podcast. Did you know you could listen to that on one of our podcasts?
We've got podcasts going back for quite a while.
Coming out archive
lots
of past.
Lots of good stuff there.
Okay, so there are other artists in the series of Hotel. So
yes.
Cullen was the first, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we've covered that. What about what was next?
Then we had the Olsen on Chapel Street there, so corner of Turek Road and Chapel Street, and really quite...
It must be leading, or one of the places leading the regeneration of that really strange part of Chapel Street between Turek and the Yarra.
In the last 2 years, you've seen this huge development at that back end of Chapel Street, and it's really becoming its own foodie hub. There's some fantastic restaurants, there's a lot of nightlife, and there is a lot of residential buildings coming up around there as well. So that all adds to the whole feel, and it's almost like Chapel Street's extending straight into Church Street
it
there.
Does feel so that way.
Where,
yeah.
where the connection
design hub of Melbourne is. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's a really natural growth.
Great spot.
So Chapel Street's just getting longer.
And then the Blackman on St Kilda Road, which is pretty much known as that corporate boulevard there, but perfect location over Albert Park. So you're looking, you know, half the hotel looks down towards Port Phillip Bay. It's very special if you're waking up on a nice Sunday morning and Albert Park, you're going for a short stroll. So it's a bit of a surprise pack at the Blackman.
So the Blackman, let's talk about the artist and let's talk about how the hotel represents Blackman's works.
Well, the Blackman's a bit more dreamy and dark. So, you know, what we really live by there is lucid dreaming. That's how we kind of position that hotel. And you'll find it a bit more dark and broody and moody. And the key series of artworks throughout the Blackman is the Alice in Wonderland series, which is really magical, lyrical series of artworks that we've really featured throughout the building. And it really tells a story as you go throughout the property. It's more of a series based collection that we have there. So
talk about the life of the artist.
Is
he a Victorian artist or Blackman?
No, he's not. No.
No, he's from Sydney. Charles Blackman. He's still working today.
Is he?
Yes. Yes. So very successful. The Alice in Wonderland series that he has throughout the properties. He's very well known for that. His daughter Birdie is actually quite well connected with art series as well, and somewhat of an artist and musician in her own right.
And it's interesting to note with that Alice in Wonderland series what was actually happening in his life at the time. In fact, his wife at the time was going blind and losing her vision, and he was reading that book to her as they were going through that process of their lives, and that's where it spawned from. And there's a lot of the artworks really come around that time of their lives. So it's, quite an interesting story behind where that's all spawned from.
That's a lovely story that he and his wife, I mean, because he's of advanced years, isn't he?
Yes.
That's right, yeah.
And there's a self-portrait of him. Is that in a meeting room?
That's right, that's in a meeting room. The fun thing about...
Great character in that face.
Yeah, so, and he's a lively character to meet. At his ripe age, he stays often at the hotels, as does John Olsen, been lucky enough to meet and spend some time with the pair of them. And when they come to the hotels, they're really fun. They want to stay in and around the lobby. They want to talk to guests. Mr. Olsen engages and kind of goes up to people in the lobby and asks them what they're doing, what they're up to. And they're so fun to have around. They love being a part of it.
It must be quite exciting for them too, I guess, especially if they have guests staying there who come there on purpose to see the artwork, to actually meet the artist.
Yeah. And, I've had Mr. Olsen sitting in the restaurant having a coffee, and a guest comes running over to me, quick, sell me your book. He's in there. He's in there now. And run back, 10 minutes later saying, he just signed it. So, that it's really fun stories that come out of that, and they want to be a part of it. They feel so proud to have their name on the building, and, it's their open lounge room.
It's a huge honour.
Yeah.
And it's a huge canvas for their canvases.
With the concept with Art Series, we actually dedicate the whole properties to these individual artists. So that's not something you would get anywhere else around the world. So we the whole property is just we dedicate it to the one individual. So it really is an extension of their career, and they are very proud. We had John Olsen in at the Olsen on Thursday night, and he's involved with things that we're doing in the restaurant there as well, and they're just to see their face light up when they're in there and seeing the works there, it is amazing. So
yeah,
great feel.
Do you consult with the artists when you're first commissioning the property?
Definitely.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
So it's quite a we have quite a strategic approach to that, where Ken McGregor, who is very, very close with the owners, the family, he's the art consultant, and he, you know, the look and feel, he will always work with the artist and then work with the hotels to make sure the colour palette's there, the whole personality and the artworks that are selected, that the artists are on board with that, and that we are getting the messaging right. So it's, yeah.
And then we have an in-house art curator that really comes out and speaks to all the staff. You know, every staff member across the building has had a session on the artwork, and we provide further training and tours, art books in the rooms and documentaries throughout the property.
But your website is very comprehensive as well. That's the thing that I think everyone could just pick up straight away and have a look at the website and really get a feel of each of the artists. You have extensive profiles in there. Dr. John Olsen, I mean, just looking at the biography on him is
a good... It's very special.
Yeah.
The website's a very big passion for all of us there at Art Series. And I guess what we're trying to present here with Art Series Hotels, it's not just your traditional hotel... turn up, stay the night and then leave. We want to present more of a lifestyle brand that people are buying into the whole proposition. And that's something that globally there is a huge push towards these designer-led boutique properties. So
something that's a little bit more personal than the, you know, the thousand room.
Exactly right. So, and there will always be a place for those thousand room larger properties.
Yeah, of course, corporates.
We're a point of difference.
And people traveling to business and so forth. I think the hotels that you have put together are more occasion hotels, and I think that they're for more discerning travellers who want an experience.
And certainly travellers are getting far more savvy. They want that experience. You know, you're working hard. You want to spend your hard-earned money on a holiday that gives you an experience or gives you something to go home and talk to your family and friends about that was, you know, truly unique, or you got something to take away from it that you weren't expecting.
Yeah, really good point.
If you didn't know much about the artist before you went there, you'd certainly learn a lot during the stay.
and that's something we're very proud of. Like we don't want to be known as just we're a hotel group that puts artwork on the walls and that's it. It is through, you know, we live and breathe it. So the staff go through art training and they feel comfortable to talk to guests about various artworks on display. So people, you see guests when they're leaving, they feel a lot closer connected to the whole arts, and it's not so intimidating to them. And it's
And art takes on a lot more when you know a little bit about the story about the artist.
Definitely, yeah. And you know, as Amy mentioned earlier, and when guests check into to any room across Art Series, there is a dedicated art documentary on that particular artist, and he's interviewed, and there's history and just all the details put there, and people learn a lot from that, and then they feel a lot more liberated towards
so
it.
So you can watch that while you're eating a $12 Toblerone.
That's right. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. It would be designer-led chocolate. Yeah.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Escape Pod.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
We've got the Art Series Hotel guys in, Ryan Tuckerman and Amy Moylan, talking to us about the hotels, where they came from, how they grew, the artists and so forth. And we've talked about the Cullen, we've talked about the Olsen, we talked about the Blackman, but there are more, there are three more. Mm. Indeed,
yes,
there are.
This this year we saw a rapid growth. So,
yeah. Go through the time frame. You said it was 2006?
2009.
Oh, 2009 started, was the first one.
With the Cullen, and then 2010 we had the Olsen and then the Blackman. And then there weren't any more until this year. So,
and then three.
Yeah, and then three. So, but always plans for that growth and working on the right location and the right artist and the right fit that would work. And this year we saw we've been able to add three new properties to the network, which certainly diversified the group. We have a regional property now in Bendigo. There's an art connection there, so it's a perfect fit for a regional property for us. And then also a fourth hotel here in Melbourne, the Lawal, which is over the other side of the Yarra. So we refer to it as almost interstate for us, because we are we are prominent in South Yarra and Paran, but we opened up in Parkville, the Lawal.
We traversed the river there.
Yes, reversed. And then finally we also went interstate for our first interstate property over in Adelaide, where we've opened the Watson, and a very special. We've spent a lot of time on that. It's our first Indigenous artist, Tommy Watson, and a remarkable, remarkable artwork there, and it's a great property that we've opened up in Walkerville, a very nice inner northern Adelaide property.
Yeah, Walkerville is a lovely part of Adelaide. Mm.
I've got a chicken egg question: what comes first, the artist or the property?
Oh, it depends who you ask, really. Knowing Ken, who is heavily involved in selecting the artists, and knowing where we are looking to launch next, we have a lot of plans to continue the growth. They will have ideas, but you would say that we know who the next artists may be for the next 5 to 10 properties. Mm. Where they are put into which location is still up to debate. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a commercial side to it, but then also the art.
Yeah. And see how the art fits in with, the property and the artist's tone and everything.
And the
else.
Local community. So.
Yeah, right. Right. Mm. So let's talk about Watson and Adelaide. I mean, he's a phenomenal artist.
Yes.
And being your first Indigenous artist, let's talk about that process.
I mean, it's interesting. From a marketing perspective, we went up to Alice Springs and spent a few days really understanding the inspiration that Tommy draws on for all of his artworks. And it's been a real eye-opener for all of us in that most what we've referred to as most of the white people... We will never understand what a piece of the Indigenous artwork, what it represents. So it's all kept very much internally within their community. But most of the inspiration there is drawn on nature and the outback and bringing it back to country. So Tommy Watson, he was at the property just a few weeks ago when we launched it, and just seeing him. Being able to see all of the artwork on display in the public areas and having that property devoted to him was a really special moment. Tommy is probably the most well-known Indigenous artist that Australia has produced.
Yeah, he and Emily... I've forgotten her surname. Anyway, Tommy's works are absolutely incredible, and the vivid colours that he's chosen.
So he's known as he's certainly a colourist, and he specific for Tommy is he's known to paint with what's referred to as the big stick, and at the property at the Watson, where we educate the guests there, where we have a bit of information about the style and what process any Indigenous artist goes to produce the artworks. But as you can. If you refer to our website, you'll see Tommy there with finishing off some work.
Because they're very much so in the style of traditional Indigenous or Pitjantjatjara kind of works, but he's got a very different view on things, hasn't he?
Mm.
And certainly when it comes to colour, absolutely. Using such vivid flow.
Yeah, wow. So they're really impressive. Yeah,
and we are very, I mean, from a hotel group, we are very proud to have dedicated the whole property to the Indigenous art. And that is a huge, there is a big tourism push towards that, but it's also giving back to the arts community. Mm. And it's something, as I said, we're very proud of.
Mm, absolutely. So, Lawal.
Yeah, so
another prominent Australian artist.
Yes, David Lawal.
Unsurprisingly, another artist in the Art Series Hotel.
And we're bringing it back to Melbourne now. But as I said, it's the northern side of the Yarra, and this property
Parkville still counts.
Parkville, yeah.
Parkville.
It's actually out of all of the Melbourne properties, it's the closest one to the CBD.
Yeah, absolutely.
Melbourne,
yeah. But Parkville borders the CBD.
There. Yes,
Melbourne Uni.
And with the commercial push towards Parkville and that extension of Flemington Road. Mm-hmm. There was certainly a need for a new property, but we are connected there to the Royal Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. And David Lawal, who unfortunately has also passed away, a lot of his works were childlike.
Do artists get scared when you approach them?
Yeah, no. Well... possibly.
You don't have a scythe at home, do you, in a big black cloak?
It's not that hard work, but no. David's work, a lot of them, childlike, and you see that the property that's been just been recently finished, the artwork's on display in all of the rooms. It's just a very magical experience, and it's a lot of fun and a lot of colour, and it was just the perfect fit for where the property's open there, part of that huge redevelopment of the Royal Children's Hospital and leading up to the, you know, the commercial areas there in Parkville.
Wonderfully vivid and bold primary colours and long strokes and squares and faces and, yeah, really interesting works.
That's right. And
yeah, I was going to ask a question. Do you have a different range of demographics of people who stay at the different properties?
Mm.
And is it dictated by the location or the artist or a bit of both?
Yeah.
Without a doubt, yeah. People have a favourite property, and you know, within the hospitality industry, a lot of people may think it's a bit unusual to have four properties in the one city, and within that, all within 3 kilometres of each other. But because they all have their own personality and tell their own story, they're very different from one another. And certain guests like each individual property for certain reasons. So right, yes, yeah.
Well, it's very much definitely not a cookie cutter type.
Definitely not. And yeah, you hit the nail on the head.
A lot of guests want to travel around and try all of them as well. So then they can pick their favourites. So you know, we like that, you know, that they've stayed at the previous hotel on their previous holiday. So we like to kind of outdo each other and deliver, you know, a great experience to one up one another. So it's really fun to add each hotel to their collection. So it's good.
Have the Australian Art Tour series.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
move
right.
From one property to another.
So can you talk about what's coming up next? Or is that something...
We certainly have a vision and we're working towards. We will continue to grow. We've just recently announced we're opening a property up in Brisbane, which will be finished in 2016, late 2016.
Very exciting.
So it's currently must be...
It's in construction right now. Yes,
yeah, yeah.
And that's the thing. We're quite a young, dynamic hotel group, and we're always looking for new opportunities. We really have
Brisbane
our sights.
Brisbane would be a great destination. They're hungry for... the evolution where Brisbane was 20 years ago today, it's nearly
completely
different.
That,
and they're just demanding
growing.
Higher quality all the time.
Really growing art culture as well there.
Food
fabulous,
and beverage culture,
fabulous
everything. It's
gallery
incredible
as
how
well.
Brisbane, yeah.
Yep.
It's a great city. It's a great city.
We have our sights firmly set on Sydney. We see that it's a huge market, the Sydney to Melbourne type short stay travel.
And business travel.
Yeah, it will really cement us as a real national player now. So
when is Sydney? Brizzy's already in the ground. Is Sydney...
It's still in the pipeline.
No set dates
just now.
So you need a bit of dirt first.
And that's right. We need to find the right location.
It must be hard in Sydney to find locations.
At the moment, certainly the market's very very strong up there, so we need to find the right fit.
Yeah, for hospitality, it's a big city, but it's a small patch of turf where you want to be.
Mm.
There's a whole lot of Sydney where you don't want to be.
That's right.
And to scratch dirt in Sydney's hard.
Mm.
People aren't giving it up easy, and it's expensive.
That's right. It's everything Melbourne isn't.
Well, it's all in about 5 square kilometres, and apart from that, forget Sydney. But in those 5 square Ks, it's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll
tough.
Hopefully, we'll be
so you must
that
be looking at Surrey
kilometers.
Hills, kind of red fern around that area.
Perfect fit. That's exactly what we need.
Great part of the world. Love that.
Inner
love
area.
As a new chain, as a new build, do you incorporate a lot of technology into your buildings, into your properties?
Very modern, and that's a key factor. I mean, travellers these days are always after that most convenient thing. So Wi-Fi technology, we're looking at apps that people can check in and check out of their rooms using.
Mm-hmm.
So always, yeah.
Are you looking at like phone instead of key card, that kind of thing? So a traveller can basically just sort of get in, get out.
We're looking at that technology now, absolutely, and putting that in the pipeline to see what we can do. But
hold that thought. I'm really interested to talk about that technology. Mm. Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Just before we went to a break, you were talking about technology and how that's changing in the hotel. Talk to us about the exciting things that you're looking at. I know these aren't promises, but what's coming?
We briefly touched on the idea that we're really keen to, you know, find a new way to, you know, have a key to your room. But what we're that might be a little way down the pipeline, but what we're using at the moment is a way we communicate via app. So we send you, you know, a text in the morning. You can let us know what time you're going to get here, what room preference you've got, any special requests, and you can communicate all that to us when you're, you know, at the airport, leaving your destination before you even get so that can get to the hotel, so that can be all ready for you on arrival. So we've really developed a new way to communicate pre-arrival. So that's been a really, you know, successful way to free up some more time to have conversation when you check in and not be a process. So yeah. We've already kind of, you know, touched on that. So we can talk to you about restaurants and bars and cafes and galleries when you get there.
And get people to their room, which is what they really want.
Absolutely.
Mm. I like the idea of being able to communicate through the app, because very often you might be running late and you just want to let the hotel know. Mm. And to find the phone number somewhere either in your calendar or within an email is difficult. If you can do it through the app, that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So yeah, we'll just prompt you on the morning of, and you can communicate to us that way. So it's been really
convenient. So does that mean when
really
you check
convenient.
In, you don't need to supply your address every single time?
That's right. You've given us all the information already. So going back to that thing, we can have a conversation with you rather than, you know, ask you for information once you get there.
And
normally you're normally tired by the time you know, get to your destination.
Yep.
You're exhausted, you're thirsty, you're tired. So, you know, we're trying to get you to your room faster, or get you what you want faster.
Yeah, or get you to the bar faster.
Yeah, that's right.
When you book, can you book based on the art in the room?
Not the individual room artwork, just per hotel.
Oh, okay.
We want to surprise you when you get there.
Taking on the point, how wide is the difference between the rooms, the suites? What's on offer, and what is the art? How does the art change during? Yeah,
certainly. We market the hotel's art series as boutique properties, but you'd be surprised the size of the amount of rooms at each hotel. So the Olsen has 229 rooms, and
that's international standard.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a large property. Mm-hmm. Whereas we market it and keep that boutique designer feel, as that's our whole sort of proposition there. Mm. The Blackman has 209, so again a large property. So. Within that inventory, we have our studio suites, our deluxe suites. There's a huge range of different categories. And
does the art change? Do you get originals the higher you go up?
The larger. So originals will be within all the public areas of the hotels. Mm-hmm. And then in all of the rooms are digitally enhanced prints, which actually guests can also purchase.
G-Clay prints.
Really high quality prints.
Right.
However, we've been really lucky in our regional property in Bendigo. Mark Schaller worked feverishly to get for us an original piece for every single room in the building.
No way.
So that's been such an exciting coup for us to have an original in every room. Every room you'll go to, you have his... given quite a range of pieces and multiple collections, so it really is a surprise.
Oh, and such beautiful, vivid work he does, isn't it?
He worked nonstop, you know, 24 hours leading up to the opening. We were lucky enough to have him commission a mural on the side of our building as well, made up of tiny little mosaic tiles that he's, hand put in a three-story high mosaic on the side of the building.
Sounds,
so it's just glorious.
Wonderful.
So. He was working very hard on the lead up to that opening, and we're blessed with all those originals.
Another great reason to go to Bendigo. It's a great place, Bendigo. I like it.
I was there for a couple of months there for the opening early in the year, and it's such a vibrant community.
Yeah, Bendigo, Ballarat.
Great arts, great food, food and wine. Really, you know, really. A destination point in Victoria.
You can hear Amy's love for that property, because she's actually just been appointed the hotel manager for Bendigo.
Relocating
up there.
I'll be, you know, packing up and moving into the new year. So from Perran to Bendigo.
Yeah, okay.
We'll be making the change. So I'm really excited.
And how long have you been in Bendigo for? Have you capped that?
Oh, no, not at all. Just, ready to lay some roots down there in town. So, yeah, really excited.
Interesting. Yeah, Bendigo's a great town. I've got relatives there.
It certainly has a mini Melbourne feel.
Mm.
And the art gallery there is a perfect alignment for us.
Yeah, so they've had great exhibitions.
They've had
Grace Kelly.
Year two international exhibitions with Undressed, which was 350 years of history of women's underwear.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And just recently the Body Beautiful,
washed.
Which was in... Yeah, washed. Yeah.
Oh, washed.
No Japanese vending machines.
So again, they're really pushing that fashion type feel for Bendigo. Mm. And our alignment
Grace Kelly was
perfect.
Huge.
Yes, it really put Bendigo on the map there. And there's a big food culture and wine up there. And it's
Asian
a perfect
culture?
Ideal for us.
Way back from the Gold Rush?
That's right. So,
I've got family in Bendigo.
Proud of Bendigo.
I love going there. It's a great town.
Is the concept of an art series hotel, is this unique to Australia, or are there other places around the world where they, you know, look at national artists?
Definitely. The concept of art hotels isn't exclusive to here in Australia, but the concept of devoting a whole property to an individual artist is something you won't find anywhere else. And it's very exciting. So it's only something that you can get here in Australia at the moment. And we will continue to make sure that they are all Australian artists as well. So there's that tie. And that helps us from a strategic point with international tourism and ensuring that the international guests are getting something they won't get anywhere else.
Do you get a lot of international guests?
We're growing. So we're coming up to 5 years old now. We really needed to cement our place, one, here in Melbourne, and then also branch nationally. But now we're starting to expand that into your international markets. So UK,
so
US.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
would you have a Bali version of a local artist as well? Would you go Asia?
We are actually looking into Asia as well. So as I said, the growth there is to have 10 properties by 2017. And that's not exclusive to that being in Australia. So we want to
be
looking into Asia and also into New Zealand as well. So, yeah.
Do you choose a country based on the artist?
not quite, but I guess it would, if you're looking from a commercial side there, we would look at that as how much infrastructure is there and how much business is going into it.
Yeah, excellent. Well, that's very exciting. Art Series Hotel, Melbourne-based, very big success story, really friendly with the LGBTI community. And we're going to talk to that after a quick break. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Now, Art Series Hotels, Amy, you were saying that you're involved in Midsummer this year.
Yeah, we're really excited, really happy to be involved on Midsummer Festival Day on the Sunday there. So we're going to have a really fun-filled tent at the event. So really looking forward to that.
But it's not just filled with fun.
Oh, no.
Tell us about what you were telling me off air.
Oh, okay, so we will be having some fabulous models and have some live body paint going on. Some Cullen-inspired body painting will be happening in our tent. We'll be having a lot of exciting things to give away. And
we've got Gramercy on board, who are giving away complimentary cocktails.
Yeah.
And guests, people that come down and visit us will also get a discount for staying with us.
I will certainly be checking you out at Midsummer. This is Carnival Day, right?
Yes. Carnival Day. We'll have our bikes down there, so you might want to hop on the yes. bike and have a little scoot around.
Are you going to take a Cullen car? Pop it in your pocket.
We were hoping for a Cullen car, but there's some restrictions.
We couldn't get the smart car in, unfortunately, but that was definitely on our list.
Weighs too much.
Yeah. I want to know how you become a body painter.
Actually, looking into it and tying it back to the art of living fearlessly, it's an interesting concept, but a lot of practice.
Or feeling livingly.
Yeah. We may even get some people out of the crowd to put their hand up and be painted as well. So,
Mark?
It won't be me, but I'm sure you'll find someone shirtless at
It won't be hard to find.
No, hard to find. You're on Joy 94.9 Art Series Hotel. Thank you very much. And we can find you Art Series Hotel, artserieshotels.com.au, which is a great resource to look at all the artists. Before, as we leave, what's your favourite thing to do as a traveller yourself when you're not working in your own hotels?
For me, definitely just staying in luxury and chilling out. Just a beautiful room.
Classical, modern. Like a
modern,
W hotel?
Modern.
W.
An art series. That designer-led.
Nice. It's hard for me to turn off. I'm always kind of nitpicking and finding out what we could do and not do
and
differently.
And folding the toilet paper?
Yeah. So when shopping. I'm not turning off, you know, some good room service and a movie for me.
Very nice. Thank you for joining us on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.